W2T. Attack W2T mobile.
W2T, scale 4PXB.
W2T, good afternoon, sir.
Morning. Where are you? Or good afternoon, evening. Where are you mobile to?
Oh, headed to rehearsal. Like I am every Monday night. That's where I'm off to, unless it's a holiday Monday, and then I'm not. But that's where I'm headed tonight. Got a barbershop rehearsal starts at 7, but I got to get there and help set up before then. So that's where I'm headed, down to big downtown Duncan.
Please be careful. I'm en route to the house, and 385's smooth sailing.
We'll come close to that since I'm over here in Spartanburg County. I'll be on Highway 290 once I get there, straight shot into downtown Duncan. So, oh, and I stay away from 85 and 385 and all those places if I can definitely avoid it.
Yep, that is a smart thing to do, especially avoid 85. 385's not so bad, except the time that I come to travel it, so obviously I catch it at the right time.
At the right time it works, but there is, you never know when the right time is, you know, when you leave, so. And all I know, a guy that used to work, leave work, and he left to work at, he had to be to work at, by 5:30 in the morning, so he left to work at 4:30, and he always made, it was always easy for him to make that route.
Yeah, if you, the way you catch 85 or 385 at the right time, if you make it home with no accident, you made it at the right time, regardless of what time of day it is.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, this guy, he went to work, he had to be to work at 6:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning. He had to be to work at 5:30 in the morning, he got off at 3:30 in the afternoon, so, you know, his day worked out just right for him, so, or 2:30 some, most days, so, he was kind of in between all the craziness out there. Anyway, but that's one thing I don't have to worry about anymore. I don't have that work thing that I do. You know, that's one of those four-letter words you don't like to hear.
Must be nice. I'll make it one day.
Years to get here. And at my age, you know, it's a way to go. I stay busy enough without having to have a full-time job.
Yep. That's why I'm doing what I can to invest in what I got to where I don't have to work forever today and then have very little time to enjoy it. Yeah, I'm not sure if you covered my last transmission. I was down in the valley. Yeah, that's why I'm investing what I can, and I'll, that way, and we're, you know, leave enough time to still be able to enjoy it.
Well, I got what you said last time. I was just in a, I dropped down into a hole that is a virtual lost, you know, it's a lost place to try to get a radio wave out of there in the summertime because it just doesn't work. Too many trees, too thick, too many leaves and all that stuff. Yeah, I've been retired 15 years now, so, you know, I've been having a while. I did some part-time work for a while and I do some occasionally, but I don't have a full-time job, thankfully.
Yep, as they say, when you get home, you pretty much have another full-time job that you'd wish you'd go back to work. It's a little bit easier.
That's me. My wife passed 12 years ago, so I've been dealing with it for that long. And it was me and the dog, and then the dog had to be put down back in December, so... And all she got real, real sick, and cost of doing anything for her was way out of my fixed income. So anyway, and so I enjoy my barbershop singing. I enjoy my choir singing. I enjoy my handbell playing. I enjoy my time on the radio. You know, all kinds of good things, and get out and do events and everything. We're getting lined up to get ready for our fall performances and also hopefully get started in some of the different things going on. So over here in both Spartanburg and over in the Greenville area too. So we do some things in both areas since we're the upstate South Carolina chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society. Oh, and a little bit of traffic over here on the 290.
Yeah, I'm 58 years old, and I got a five-year-old that we adopted her in May of last year. But we've had her ever since she was 9 weeks old, so that definitely keeps me busy.
It will. It will. And that's... you've got my kudos to you for doing that. You know, when you adopt, that's what my wife and I intended to do, but things did not work out for us to be able to do that since when we were younger. So, and when her health started going downhill, it was, you know, then there was definitely not a way we could do it. So, but I helped raise a lot of the kids at church because I was a second or third grandpa to a whole bunch of them, and wife and I were like grandparents to them because there were several families at which we took care of the kids like they were our own grandkids, you know.
Yep, that's truly, you know, admirable on yourself. I've got one natural child. I've got another daughter that we adopted. She's 27, so I got two daughters that are 27 and a five-year-old.
T-Mobile, better do that, keep everybody happy. Yeah, well, that's good for you. You did a good thing, so. And I just didn't work out for me and the wife, and that's unfortunate for us because we were hoping to have family, but it just didn't work out and everything. But see, some gas prices are coming down a little bit right now. They're down under $3.30 for a change, and I was got a good deal on, because my car runs on the premium, not the highest test, but the premium, and it runs better on that. So I went to Sam's Club and got a good price on that there today. So saved a little bit of money.
Yep. Saving money is very important. All right, sir. I am now in the driveway, so I'll say 73 till another day. It's KO4PXB.
All right. Well, you have a good one. Congratulations on getting home in one piece. That's always a good thing. Talk to you another time. KO4PXB, W2T, W2T Mobile. RN0TR, W2T. Where you at, old man?